Hello, world. Welcome to WFHR's Rapids Report, proudly brought to you by Crockett Septic for this July 21st, 2025. I have your host, James J. Mailoff here. We're joined today by our great friend from the Wisconsin Rapids Moravian Church. We have Reverend Beth Hevhager with us.
Hello.
Hey, Beth, how you doing?
Doing well. How are you?
I am doing good. It's always good working with you, talking with you. Nice work with the kitchens open earlier this morning. Nicely done. Beth, before we get ahead to future events, let's rewind a little bit, just wrapping up the fourth. And you guys had a lot of fun with the broad fry.
We did, and we had so many people come through, and we want to thank the public for supporting us in that way. It was great to greet everybody, and some of the local businesses helped us by donating the ice that we used to keep all of our beverages cold, so we want to send a shout out to them and thank them for their support for that. We raised over $800 in that day, and so we are grateful to be able to do something like that.
That's incredible, especially considering, and you know this even better than I do, when it comes to having an event, you really, the overhead cost is such a key part of that, doing the event, and sometimes can have a great event not even happen because of those things. But you've been able to do this in a short amount of time, really, be able to have this consistent thing that you can kind of go to every fourth, and it's really cool, to see. That's money, that is $800 that wouldn't be there otherwise.
Exactly. And we really appreciate it. It allows us to continue to offer different things like the book sale and other events that we have at the church and to be able to be there for the community. We have a great reciprocal relationship with the ADRC. They use our basement during tax season while they're offering their tax services. The exercise group that's usually in that space comes on over to our church and uses our fellowship hall, our basement, for their exercise space. So we are glad to be available and to support our community in that way.
And you guys are not done with brats.
We are not.
No. We got another one coming up.
We do. On August 2nd, we are doing something very uniquely Wisconsin. We are having a brat fry and a rummage sale all at the same time, all in the same place. So you can come and there will be some clothes, some toys. We have Christmas decorations that have been donated. We also had some donations from a local business that closed that weren't able to get rid of everything, and they donated some to us so that we have the opportunity to possibly sell that on into the public and raise funds that way. And we're going to have our brat fry. And this year we offered walking tacos, and that went over very well. So we're going to be doing walking tacos with our brats and our hamburgers and cheeseburgers. And you can get a meal that includes a beverage and chips as well. There'll be plenty of baked goods done by good church ladies. And you know, good church ladies know how to make great baked goods. So.
They're the greatest baked goods you'll ever have. Yes. Your mom and church ladies.
There you go.
These are the ones that make the greatest.
Anything made with love.
Yes. Really good stuff there. And as good as a brat is in the summer, and man, does it taste good. It's never going to taste better than when you're getting one from a nonprofit, when you're getting one that goes to a good cause. They just have a better taste to them. Somehow a brat can taste even better that way. And we do want to just note with this, and I would say that most events we're talking about with the Moravian Church, if you are interested in volunteering, we are always anxious to hear from people. We don't always need people, but always appreciate people reaching out.
And we rely upon our congregation and anybody who would be willing to donate some of the supplies so that we don't have that overhead, and what we make in that day just becomes a profit for us to be able to use to do our ministry. So we've got a donation list at the church. If you're willing to participate, give us a call, 715-423-0180. That's the church line. You can find us online as well. The email address is available at our website, wrmoravian.org. So feel free to check us out. Let us know if you're willing to help, what kind of things maybe we could do to help support our community as well.
It's such a great event. A rummage sale and a brat fry to get. You just need some cheese curds. You got the perfect Wisconsin event.
If somebody wants to donate, then we'll figure out what we can do.
There we go. Get a hold of Beth, everybody. Get a hold of her.
And that's going to start at 9 a.m. and go till about 2 p.m. So it's about the same hours as what the farmer's market First Avenue, and we're right there by it. So you can park at the ADRC or right across on Goggins Street on 3rd Avenue South. And when you're walking towards the farmer's market, walk right past us.
Get that brat. It'll give you plenty of fuel to go through the farmer's market and enjoy yourself and have a great start to your Saturday. Again, that'll be August 2nd going on. And we'll touch on this more and more on our morning show and stuff and make sure we get a great turnout for that one.
And if you're going to the farmer's market for the egg rolls for lunch, then stop by and grab dinner and yes. take it home with you, and then you've got both meals covered for that day.
Yeah, and you're set. You're welcome, everybody. Yeah, you're set. Nicely done. And nicely done by
Thank
you,
you,
Beth. I do want to mention as well, and something that we talk about on our morning show is the book bin. That's been yes. out for a little while. Is that still out?
It is still out. It goes out all summer. It comes out on Memorial Day weekend, and we're not going to take it in until about September 15th. So we are still collecting plenty of books. We've still got plenty of room. So if you are cleaning out your house and looking for a place to give those books a second life and someone else a chance to escape into a good story like you did, donate them to the community book sale. The bin is out Monday through Friday, or Monday through Sunday, 24/7. It's out in front of our church building in our parking lot by the glass doors off of Goggin Street. Or if we happen to be in the office and our business hours are Monday through Friday, 9 a.m. to 1 p.m., bring them into the building. We'll give you a cart. If you've got boxes and boxes, we can help you make sure that they get in, they get sorted and ready for our book sale in the fall. We'll also take any media that you have, DVDs, VHS, cassettes. We've also have people that still listen to cassettes. We love LPs. We've got lots of people that like to find the record, the vinyl. So if you've got others that you're looking to get rid of, we'll take puzzles and games that you have all the pieces for. We're really interested in getting large print books so that those who are looking for that and need the larger print have that option as well. We want to make it available for everybody.
Yeah. Those books, there's few things that feel better to donate than a book.
Mm-hmm.
And it means something. I cannot encourage people to do this enough. I know how much my mom looks forward to being able to donate these books and things right. like that. She takes very good care of them.
Good.
I think she takes better care of those than she does her own books in some ways.
I don't know.
I'm not sure. Not 100%.
And we love the fact that the books that we don't sell at the end of that book sale, we intentionally try to find places for them to go so that they're not just being recycled and not used. So we are in relationship. We take some of the goodwill so that they have a chance to sell them as well and support their nonprofit. We also love to give to the jail ministry so that those who are incarcerated have a book to read and can learn and continue to grow. We give all of our children's book to Focus so that they can be handed out to families who are there for the food pantry and for the community meal so that kids have a chance to read during the year as well.
We're speaking with Reverend Beth Habhacker right now from the Wisconsin Rapids Moravian Church. And Beth, as we're wrapping up, I wanted to talk a little bit with you about Summer Vespers.
Yes.
Doing that again this year.
We are. So the last Wednesday of the month at about 7 o'clock in the evening, it's just a very informal. We're going to play guitar, sing some camp songs, maybe do a quick Bible study, and just have some fun and games together. If there are enough people there and we've got the supplies, and we've got plenty of supplies, we'll have some s'mores around the campfire. It's just a very fun, relaxed family event for anybody and everybody who wants to come.
Where does this take place?
This takes place at the church. If you park in our parking lot, which is off the corner of Third Avenue South and Goggin Street, there's a grassy area right there by our shed, and we've got a nice campfire out there that we put together.
Do you mind if I ask where the idea of this came from? I don't know if I asked you that this last year or not, but it's a really cool idea, and I love the feeling it gives off, the vibes it gives
right.
off.
It actually predates my time at the church. There was a core group that would meet every Wednesday evening for just a time together, singing camp songs that they knew and love around a campfire and just spending time in fellowship. Those who attended have kind of aged out of it and physically aren't able to do it as often. So we've pulled back and we do it once a month. And we thought, you know, kids love to be at a campfire. They love to go camping. So let's have an opportunity for families to spend some time together at the church, just enjoying fellowship and spending time together.
And when is the next one?
The next one is actually next Wednesday, July 30th.
Yeah, and keeping a lookout for that, everybody. And keep in mind as well that you can find out more about this by going to their website, wrmoravian.org. You go there and check it out. Mm-hmm. Also, check out their Facebook page. Another
yes.
great way to keep up to date on all these things that we were talking about. And we'll be certainly talking about them on our morning shows and that as well. And just one more time before we let you go, Beth, that awesome rummage sale, brat fry, coming up Saturday, August 2nd, 9 a.m. Is that starting?
9 a.m. it starts. Right. Goes till about 1 or 2 o'clock in the afternoon or until we sell out. It'd be great if that were our problem that day.
Yeah. If people have follow-up questions, would like to know more about some of what we talked about, how can they reach you, Beth?
You can email me directly at WRMCPastor, so Wisconsin Rapids Moravian Church, wrmcpastor@gmail.com. You can call the church office, 715-423-0180, or you can email us through our website, wrmoravian.org.
Encourage you to go to YouTube as well and type in your search bar, Wisconsin Rapids and Moravian Church, and subscribe to their page. Support the work that they're doing over there and take in some of the great words from Beth and the services that she does over there. Do a really, really good job of
that. Thank you.
And thank you for the time. We appreciate you, Beth.
Thank you for having me back.
Thanks to everybody out there for listening. We appreciate you out there. Thanks so much for joining us. We'll be back with another edition of the Rapids Report, proudly brought to you by Crockett Septic here at WFHR.